so good to have you with us on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. I was just looking at a Wall Street Journal story, which shows that polling indicates what would be a historically high presidential election gender gap of 15 percentage points. We have seen this number going up over the past few elections. In fact, the last time that a candidate won with equal support from men and women was Jimmy Carter. That was the last time, 1976, as Democratic candidates have majority women support. Republican candidates have had historically male support, and a 15 percentage point gap. So my thought was, well, for heterosexual married couples, this is probably a big issue in a number of households. I'd like to hear from you if that is the case, where you've got diametrically opposed political perspectives, particularly in this presidential race, how you're dealing with that. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Tracy in Venice, thank you for joining us. How's this come into play in your life?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I never thought it would happen, but I am not speaking to my sister.
Have you been close with her?
She is my best friend. She practically raised me.
Wow.
And she's older. She's 60-something and is a conservative Christian. Somehow I thought she was a little more open-minded, but it turns out ever since the Black Lives Matter movement, we clashed on some issues, and now we just aren't speaking.
And do you think post-election that, you know, maybe getting some distance from all the emotions surrounding the presidential race, you'll be able to reconnect?
You know what, Larry? The feeling that I'm having, and it really shook me, and I'm sad about it, is that this era, the Trump era, has really brought about an ugliness in people, and I find it, several people in my family, I find that it's really hard to reconcile, and it's sort of a toxic behavior. That sounds very psychobabble, but it's sort of a toxic, it's that underlying, we've all talked about the racism and the underlying white privilege and the underlying, we don't talk about it.
Well, it's got to be very painful to have, I mean, someone who's your best friend, your sister, to not feel you can talk with her. That's because all the other, I mean, setting aside politics, all the other emotional support and closeness out of that relationship, obviously, at least for now, isn't part of your life.
It's been part of my life, and she would be the person I called when something was great or, you know, something good happening or something sad. But I also know that you have to be able to talk about important things. And you can be a conservative, and I support you. You can be conservative. But when it comes down to basic human rights, I can't just have an argument with you about it.
Tracy, I appreciate your call and wish you well. Hopefully the relationship with your sister at some point can be restored. Paul on Balboa Island in Newport Beach. Paul, how has this political division played out in your household?
Well, I was talking more about what's happening in my block. I live on Balboa Island, which is a very dense populated area.
Yeah.
And we have real stark divisions on Balboa Island. We had Trump here a week ago. We have boat parades, et cetera, like that. And so on the block, where we've known each other for decades, we talk about politics, but we don't do displays. We don't allow people to come in and set up signs. We don't allow people to... Well, we don't generally put up signs ourselves, and it's we just don't do that because we know that after this is over, we all have to get along with each
sure.
other. And we love each other. I mean, honestly, it's just that we have this division on the block.
And has everybody felt okay with that of, you know, not, and I assume when you say displays, people aren't even putting up signs for their preferred candidates?
Yes. And what we have, especially in Newport Beach, we have a very aggressive Republican type signage, stuff that is really offensive. And I have people that support Trump on the street, and we just talk about it amongst ourselves, and we just kind of agreed not to do that, because again, we're going to have to get along with this, like after the war.
Paul, I appreciate it. Thanks very much. Yeah, it's sort of like an extension of the not talking politics. If there are very deeply held, emotionally strongly held points of view that inhibit conversation, extending that to signage. Paul on Balboa Island, 866-893-KPCC. I'm particularly interested in hearing from people for whom you're in a mixed marriage politically or mixed domestic partnership household. How are you dealing with that? Has this had an effect on your relationship? 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. A 15 percentage point gender gap in voting for president. That's what we see, at least according to the polls. How's that playing out at home? 866-893-5722. We'll be back in 1 minute. It's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. We're talking about mixed marriages or relationships where your views about the presidential candidates have proved so divisive that it's difficult. Have you worked that out? If you have, 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Larry, in West Los Angeles, I understand you drive for Uber?
Indeed. And I got to tell you, in my car, people, we talk. And when we talk politics, occasionally I run across a Trump supporter. And when it happens, I usually put them at ease by telling them, as far as I'm concerned, the most important thing they could do was actually pick a side and vote. So once we get over that hurdle, we usually end up shaking hands by the end of the ride. We don't crisscross paths, except when they try to say that Trump's an outsider. And I usually catch them on that and says, after 4 years, you can't say that. And they begrudgingly concede the point. So we're good.
All right. Well, I'm glad that works out. Larry, I was talking with my sister-in-law yesterday who took an Uber ride and the driver wanted to talk politics with her. She's like, no, I don't want to talk at all. And he just kept wanting to talk politics. Larry, thanks very much. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Nicole in Santa Monica, how has the divisiveness played out in your house?
So I grew up one of six kids in a swing state, and historically my mom was more progressive than my dad. My dad was a small business owner, and so it wasn't unusual for him to vote Republican. But since Trump was elected, my mom told my dad that she would divorce him if he voted for Trump.
Oh my goodness.
I believe her. Because you know, when you have a family of particularly young women, you have to stand up for what's right. So I'm glad, and my dad's not voting for Trump.
So he bowed to her on that?
Yeah, you know, and I think, candidly, he had grown more progressive, having raised five daughters. But for them, Trump wasn't a political issue. It was a moral issue. It was a human rights issue. And, you know, their relationship is built on shared values. And when someone doesn't share your values in a core way, then I think you reevaluate the relationship. So,
wow. I this is the first I've ever heard of someone threatening divorce over that. Wow. Nicole, thank you. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. I think I'd bristle on that just on principle. 866-893-5722 or the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. If you and your household have faced divisiveness because of the presidential election, How have you worked that out? Do you have particular rules of discussion? Do you just keep coming back to this, trying to convince the other? Are you okay with the difference in where you stand on the election? 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. One of our producers asking, I wonder if the dad really did, you know, which the voter just said that he didn't vote for Trump. 866-893-KPECC. James writes on the page, my dad and I voted opposite of each other in 2016. Well, I haven't asked him how he's leaning this year. When we were on the phone a couple months back, he said something to the effect of, let's not get into politics, which pretty much tells me all I need to know. Then again, even when we discussed it a few years back, we were able to disagree politely. Same deal with one of my friends from the office, though I've been tempted to ask. That's James, how he deals with that difference of opinion. Henry in Anaheim, how have you dealt with the tremendous intensity of emotion around this presidential election?
Well, I no longer speak to a friend of 55 years. I no longer speak to my sister and brother-in-law. It's just devastating. That's pretty much it.
And you feel like there's no way to work around this political difference?
No. They are so extreme, and they believe everything Trump says without reserve. And it's outrageous. And some of the guy with a 55-year relationship, he's into guns, and everything is all about guns. You know, it's like some people are into abortion. This guy's into guns and threatening to do stuff. I mean, it's just insane.
Wow. So you feel like your friend's personality has dramatically shifted?
Absolutely. To extremes. And my sister the same way. Always trying to convince you that they're right and you're wrong.
All right. Thank you, Henry. I appreciate your call. Wow. 866-893-KPECC. California writes on the page, I got tired of hearing about my siblings' progressive rants, particularly when our 83-year-old mother needed help. Suddenly, they were all too busy with their own lives. See, they wanted other people to sacrifice other people to pay. You know, the rich. That's California writing on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. And Alexander in Redlands writes, I think the pandemic has really heightened tensions and people have more time to watch the news. In our family group chats, my cousin has lashed out at my grandfather, a Trump supporter, and that's created tension within our family. Yeah, Alexander, I'll bet it has. Mary in Culver City says, I have siblings. We all have different degrees of disagreement, so we have rules for individual engagement. My brother and sister don't talk politics at all. My brother and I can speak to each other, but we try to keep it cool. That's Mary in Culver City. You can share on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Let us know what you think. EGW asks on the page, what percent of this is Democrats abandoning Republicans versus percentage of Republicans abandoning Democrats? So far, it's been all Democratic callers abandoning Republicans. I guess we have to stay on longer to get the Republicans who make that complaint if it's there. We have much more to come in the second hour of AirTalk.